You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
That's right. On 1510 WWBC, you can hit that listen live button right on the website, and you can get us on any one of your streaming devices. Of course, there we also archive all of the shows, so you just look on Mondays, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and you'll get all of the downloads available. And then, of course, we share them all on our website, which is sitamediainc.com, and all of our social media channels, which are taking off. The last month, we averaged 16,000 downloads a week.
That's amazing. Thank you for keeping up with that.
Yeah, and we had 1 week that was 21,000 downloads. So great. Thank you so much to all of our listening audience out there all over the world. And believe it or not, a lot of them are everywhere that you lived.
Yeah.
Good. Trinidad, of course, was a big one. And then Chicago was like number two of downloads.
Good. Yes. Well, God is good. We always say.
Amen.
So for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today, on Mondays from 1 to 2 for the last 15 years, Ellen O'Neill has been my co-host, my best buddy. I can't get a better co-host or a better friend, Ellen. You are a good pal with a capital F.
You're awesome, seats.
And then
we had a great 15 years together.
Yeah, I think Danny might just get his wish and we might end up being here for a few more years.
That's right.
We've got Allie Tambor that's here. Allie is a good friend of Ellen and mine that comes with us and she keeps us company. She's like our resident guest of the show. And then Danny runs the board. We sit here and we talk about kitchen table topics. Topics that everyone actually should be sitting down with their families and talking about, whether you have a kitchen table or not, find a step. Find a front yard, find a driveway, whatever, a folding chair, and talk about things that we talk about on the show, things like financial literacy, education, opportunities, trade. If your kid not doing good in school, don't worry. Go get a tradesman. Put him there to learn something. You know, we talk about people come here and they advocate for clean air, water, sunshine, women's rights, babies' rights, the elderly, the church. Folks are running for office, and they come here and sit down and talk to us about their platform and their vision for the country and for Brevard. And it's all good because as we get older, bolder, and very wiser, like myself, we give back. We give back in the form of our voice. We give back in the form of our experience. And yes, we give back from our past mistakes that we learned. And now we can go forward and leave a good footprint behind on planet Earth. Right? Amen. And today is no different. We've got Christy Stewart, who is the executive director of Love, Inc., who says the most wonderful prayers and make us feel so good when she comes here. And then she brought with her partnership coordinator, Tangi Combs. And Tangi is here. They're going to talk a little bit about Love, Inc. and all the wonderful things that Love, Inc. does. And then our second segment, a good friend of mine, somebody that I have admired for being the Director of Community Relations for former U.S. Representative Congressman Bill Posey, is here. David served in that capacity from 2011 to 2025. And I must say, he was seen, he was heard, and he made an impact on so many lives. And I am just in awe that he was able to come on our show, even though he's doing a lot of other things. So we'll hear from him second segment. Christy, you take it away. Bring us up to speed. What's going on with Love, Inc.?
Well, thank you so much for having us. We now have 71 partner churches here in Brevard County. And just to remind our listeners, our mission is to mobilize the church to change lives and communities in the name of Christ. So we work directly with folks that are in need. And we work directly with people that are struggling, and we work with volunteers and we train them to really get to the root of why someone's in need. So we're walking with people spiritually, physically, emotionally, and relationally. And then we really see ourselves as a hub of resources. So we are going to bring what those needs are around them. And we really call it a hand up, not a handout. So they play a part in that process. That's really the individual piece. When we think about the community piece, we are bringing the church into what we call, you know, community woes. And so we are deeply rooted right now with the attainable housing crisis that we're experiencing here in Brevard County and really most of the country. And so we are bringing the church into that. We're looking for solutions. We know that we cannot eliminate these community woes, but our goal is to help them to be rare, brief, and non-reoccurring.
Yeah, and it's a shame in today's day and age we still have that issue with housing.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
So, Tanji, you're still the partnership coordinator, and boy, we see you all over the place doing great stuff, and really, you do a lot of community outreach. You're just great for loving. Tell us a little bit about, you've expanded the local churches and the network in here in Brevard, and you're even down south as well.
Yes. So what we've seen is that the hearts of our churches are looking to serve people in need. They're waking up even more to what is happening right around their churches, and they want to know how they can help. Because most times people want to help, they just don't know how. And so Love Inc. then comes in as a vehicle to say, hey, you can jump in this vehicle. We can take you to the need. We can show you how to meet it, and then we let you go. And so that's what we're seeing here in Brevard County, from Miko to Mims is what we're seeing now.
Yeah. And Christy, in the past, Love Inc. has offered through the thrift shop mm-hmm. for people to work in the thrift shop and help themselves to get an education,
yes.
To work towards getting an apartment, because you guys believe in giving a hand up.
That is correct.
And when you give that hand up, you're saying to people that, you know, we all know we pay our taxes, and those taxes go towards social programs. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people need a little more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So talk to our listeners a little bit about the thrift shop and all the good things that you all do there for the people who actually need it.
Yes, exactly. So as we are in relationship with our clients, if they need furniture, appliances, houseware, or clothing, then we issue them a voucher and they come in and shop. So it's that really dignified experience to be able to pick out exactly what they need. And then they get 80% off of thrift store prices. If they cannot pay their 20%, then they can volunteer at a rate of $10 an hour. And they can bring their neighbor, they can bring their family. It's not about us trying to get a volunteer. What we're doing is we're providing a way for people to play a part in their own solution. And it's not just those four things. We had a single mom who we said, what's your dream? She said, I want to get my GED. Okay, what's stopping you? I need a laptop. In fact, she had picked one out for like $190 at Walmart. So then she came in and volunteered, and we were able to purchase that laptop for her to get her moving along in this dream that she had to get her GED. Mm-hmm. And we work with a lot of partners, a lot of business partners, a lot of other community organizations. And that one example I shared with you is a great example. We work with an organization called Ways for Life, and they do GED training. So we'll send our clients over there to get GED training. They'll send their clients over to us to, you know, get things from the thrift store or attend our educational programs. So we have lots of these type of relationships with different organizations. What I love is we do not need to reinvent the wheel, right? I loved that when I first came to Love Inc. We do not do that. We join in And if we see something that does not exist in our community, then we're going to bring the church along to create whatever that might
be. So you think outside of the box.
Absolutely.
We have to.
Yeah. We all want to work together. We're all about unity. And we can just, we believe that we can change Brevard County if we can all just work together.
And, you know, Tanji, people talk to us all the time on Viewpoint with Sita and friends here. And everybody wants to get to that point where they have a purposeful life.
Yes.
Where they find their purpose in life. And a lot of us, sometimes it takes a journey.
It does.
You might try something and it doesn't work, and then you try something else, and then one day you say, I found it, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how the church makes an impact on people's lives.
Wow, the church in and of itself is community. We're made up of so many different people. And I think that's the power of the church, is that we're not all the same. We have to be different. We come from very different backgrounds. And so that then empowers us to say, I pull off my coat, and it was Christ who saved me. It was Christ who showed me who I was. And so therefore, I have to give back to the next person to say, if it can be done for me in the background that I came from, it could be done for you.
Yeah, and you have quite a background because you moved here. Right?
I did.
From somewhere. So talk to us about your family and how you got involved with Loving.
Oh, my gosh. So my husband was military, and so we traveled abroad, and we traveled throughout the United States for almost 20 years. And so my heart is for all people, because we lived with so many different ethnic groups of people. And so, but it was time for us to settle down, and Florida was the place. And we lived in Jacksonville for about 12 years. We built churches. We were a part of a lot of ministries that was there. And then God said, when we thought we were going to just live it out in Jacksonville, the Lord said, it's time for you to go to Brevard County, Melbourne, Florida. I was like, what is that? And so there was a church here that needed help building. And so my husband and daughters and I came down, and we helped build. And we stood up something called the Prayer Embassy, because prayer is so important. And so we got that prayer embassy up and going, where people all over the state of Florida can come and pray for their city, pray for their families. And that's how we got here. And then I got connected with Loving just thereafter, just almost at the same time. And it was a part of my purpose and destiny.
Yeah, it's so, kind of like the power of positive thinking, right?
Yes.
Right? When you think positive, great things happen.
Oh, my.
And so, Chrissy, you were volunteering with Love, Inc. when you first started.
Yes, yes.
And so take us through your journey, how you said, this is my place. This is where I'm going to make the most purpose in life.
You know, it's funny hearing Tanji's story again and knowing that God brought her here. God brought me here in 1994, and I did not know a soul in Brevard County. And I kid you not, I meet at least one person a month that has been brought here to Brevard County and not knowing anybody. Like, there's some supernatural things happening here, which is really exciting. So, yes, I was their volunteer coordinator for about 17 months. And then they brought me on as their operations director. And then I became the director of programs. And then I've been in the role as executive director almost 7 years. So I've been with Love, Inc. for about 13 years.
Yeah. And Tanji, how long has Love, Inc. Been in existence?
So Love, Inc. has been in existence for 50 years, just over 50 years. So this is not a new concept. Right. We have longevity here in the United States and in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wow.
Yes.
And so talk to our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Like, you cover areas, and how do you get a church to partner with you? Because sometimes when you say church or synagogue or temple, people always think faith. There's other things that a church does, or a temple or a synagogue, other than just coming and praying and worshiping.
Absolutely. So our heart is people. And so when you see your fellow man in need, your heart says, how can I help this individual? And so that's what a church really is all about. It's how to help our brothers and sisters.
And right. The less fortunate
And the less fortunate that's in need. Yeah. And that's what starts the partnership conversation. Hey, do you have people that come to your door that need help? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel like you're ill-equipped when that happens? And if any of those answers are yes, then Love Inc. gets to step in and say, we want to walk beside you, alongside you, and help you meet the needs of those right in your community.
And Christy, does Love Inc. Empower people and motivate people to do things like have clothing drives and donations for food? Do you have to do stuff like that to help the less fortunate that comes to the church?
Well, you know, we talked about collaboration and partnerships. So we do not directly, the only thing we really do directly with that is we have a personal care pantry, which we call our quarter store. So we do product drives for our personal care pantry, but we have so many other partnerships. For example, we work directly with, I think it's called Blessings Boutique, but we don't have children's clothing at our store. So we give all of our children's clothing, all of our strollers and things that get donated to us directly to them. And then when we have families that have needs, we send them to that boutique. But they directly help, you know, families with foster care kids, adoption, especially with the school. And then we have plenty of partners who have food banks. So we are kind of the hub where we get the word out.
Yeah, you could direct somebody to take it
there. We get the word out through social media. So we're doing a lot of connecting. We are like a network as well to connect resources in the community, the needs in the community. And then directly with our clients, I love that we have a very clear structure. So we are 95% volunteer-based, and so when our clients come through, they get connected with a volunteer mentor that is trained, and they are calling them weekly and helping them move forward, which, you know, sometimes churches don't necessarily have the capacity to get that deeply involved at the root of what's happening. Now, the church is still very much playing a part. But we're all collaborating together to determine what that piece is and what that looks like.
You know, sometimes, you know, when you go to a wedding and you listen to the vows and you listen to the preacher or the pastor, the pundit or whoever's up there, it tugs at your heart that all of us should, when you get invited, don't try to just go to the reception to dance and prance and have a good time, but actually go to the wedding ceremony, right? So I just went to a funeral in South Florida for one of my really good friends whose husband passed away from St. Martin. And her son is a judge, and he went up there to eulogize his dad, and they had three kids. And he said, it just made me, like, shiver. He says, I am my father's conscience. My sister is my father's heart, and my other sister is the soul of my father. And they, you know, one is a physician and the other one is a nurse, and my friend herself is a nurse. She was one of the director of nurses at one of the hospitals. And you looked around, and he said, the legacy of my father lives in us, and he instilled education and opportunities. And then the preacher, you know, he went up to talk, and he said, if there's anybody here who's having an issue, to talk to him afterwards and stuff. But you could feel it in that room that not only was that a service about faith and family and good food, which we had afterwards, and friendship, but it was also a place, that particular church, it was called Calvary Chapel. It was huge. I got lost. I couldn't even find my way the way to
I know that church, actually.
It was so big. I literally was like,
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. The GPS said, you have arrived, and I did not arrive. So I saw this guy on a little tractor mowing the grass, and I said, hey, I need help. He said, you make a right, make another right, then make an... I said, listen, can you just put that tractor in front of me and take me there? He said, sure. So he's like zooming around the whole parking lot with this little tractor, and he brought me right to the limousine where everybody was coming out. But, you know, I walked away from that church and I said, if people actually look for the foundation, the church does have it.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
The church has it, right?
Yes.
So, Christy, we were talking about prayer earlier, and you made a profound statement about prayer and how God uses us to help others. Mm-hmm. So talk to our listeners a little bit about that, because that's really sweet.
Yeah. You know, the definition of prayer is God has given us prayer to effect change in the earth. And so when you have a relationship with God, and of course, as Christians, we believe in Jesus, you know, he is our conduit to the Lord. And God can give us the answers that we need. It is a real relationship. We can, in several different ways, we can actually hear from the Lord. I think very few people hear God audibly. I mean, people do, but it is rare. But there's lots of different ways that we can hear from God. And he can literally give us the blueprint of the things that we are asking him about. He uses prayer, again, for us to affect change in the earth. So if he's telling us, go over to that person and pray for them, there's a reason for that.
And do it sincerely.
Absolutely.
Yes, and do
absolutely.
It with love. Yeah.
Yeah, and that really it's the Holy Spirit within us. That, you know, once Jesus went up to heaven, he gave us the Holy Spirit here in the earth, and the Holy Spirit lives in us as well. And the Holy Spirit is the voice of God directing us in the earth. So he knows that person that you're going up to. He knows what their issue is, and he will give you the words to pray over them. And we see it over and over and over where that person is just like profoundly affected. And it's not us. We're just saying yes.
You're a vehicle.
We're saying
God
that's
is using.
Right. We are the conduit. We are just saying yes. We will go over and pray for that person. And that is how we affect change in the lives of people in the earth. But everybody can have that same opportunity through asking Jesus into their heart and having that direct relationship with God. It's amazing. Like, yes.
Well, it's like my grandson, you know, these young people coming out of law school and med school and this and that, a lot of them are atheists and, you know, all these things. And my daughter's like, I don't want you to interject too much of this Hinduism stuff in my son, you know, mom, you know. But then my daughter snatched him up. My other daughter took him to church. So now I'm trying to tell him about Lord Krishna. And he goes, well, who's Jesus? So we said, well, Jesus is one of the, he's a superhero too. And then he goes, you mean like Spider-Man? Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, this is a level of thinking. I said, my Lord Krishna lives in the heart and he sees everything you do. So if you're bad, he sees it. If you're good, he sees it. If you help people. And he goes, well, that's Jesus here. He the same thing. So I said, you have to be good for all the superheroes because they live in your heart. And when your heart stops beating, then that's a different story. It's too much for a four-year-old, right?
Yeah.
But for listeners who are tuning in, Love, Inc. assists with food and personal care and needs and furniture and transportation and projects, educational classes, mentorship, discounted services. And I know you guys are looking for people to help Love, Inc., like plumbers and things like that. So, Tanji, tell us a little bit about who you're looking for, who can call and try to assist in volunteering.
So people who have a heart to help people in need. And if you have a business and it's a blessed business, you've been blessed by God, we're looking for plumbers. We're looking for people who see the work that we do and also see how hard the client is working to become sustainable, to be able to give us a deep discount to help them eliminate the barriers that keep people from becoming sustainable. So if you have, if you're a contractor, if you're a plumber, if you own an auto mechanic business, we need you. We need you to join our community and help us help people in need.
So the best, I have to tell a quick story. When I was in high school, a plumber took me under his wing and taught me how to solder. So I was able to,
a
3-block radius in my neighborhood, because I couldn't pull a water heater on my bike very well, very much further than that. But sinks and water heaters were my specialty. And then he would come around at 4 o'clock and sign everything off that I did it right. So he taught me a trade. So I always think about Love, Inc. And I tell my contractor friends and so forth, don't think about it as you should go doing a charity job. Think about bringing some of the people that just like Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely.
Right? So teach them how to solder.
Yes.
Teach them how to replace the guts in the toilet.
Yes.
And I always, when my contractor friends ask me about donating time and things like that, say, don't just donate the time. Donate the service.
That is
the
awesome.
Full heart service.
Yes.
Not just the tinkering. Yes. The full heart
service.
Yeah,
and we pass that along. So, and you know, Love, Inc. Helps by creating opportunities to serve the neighbors as well. And one of the ways you do that is by having the gala or an event. So talk to us about how you, because it has to be funded somehow, right?
Yes.
All the stuff you're doing has to be funded. people have to pay rent, water, pay for the thrift shop, the vehicles that pick up all the donation clothes. You're having a big event that's coming up. Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners when they should put that date on the calendar.
So we haven't exactly set the date, but it will be in November, and we couple it with our client graduation. So you get to really come and get a taste of what we do and really see how lives are changed. But we absolutely rely on donations. We have our thrift store, which is at 830 North Apollo Boulevard. It's in the city of Melbourne at the corner of Sarno and Apollo. And donations, 100% goes back into Love Inc. to help people in need right here in our community. We do also have a truck that can come and pick up furniture and appliances. And then we heavily rely on individual donors as well. Especially folks that can give monthly, and it can be $10 or it can be, you know, $5,000. But those monthly donations really help us project out, you know, what we can do and how we can expand. And we are looking actually for a second location for a thrift store. So we're just praying about God providing that for us. It's a great funding model, but as we discussed earlier, it's a great way for our clients to get involved. And it's a ministry in itself. People come in.
And
we love on them.
It keeps people busy. You know, when you're busy like that, it's good for your mind, right?
Yeah.
Now, and there's an expansion coming up, too. Is that the expansion to expand the thrift shop?
Well, we're in our build-out phase right now. We're so blessed because we're busting at the seams. There's three people in one office. And so we are actively in our build out stage where they're building five new offices and a conference room. And so we're really excited about that. And we're looking for the second location for our thrift store.
That's amazing.
Yes.
God is expanding our tent pegs, that's for sure. But it takes financial resources from the kingdom.
Right. And the thing is, if people, like some folks have, well, of course, we're not in Japan where people are giving away their wealth because there aren't enough people in their families. I've heard of millionaires, giving away their wealth to people on the countryside. They handpick someone and then make them like an heir.
So somebody learn Mandarin.
Yeah.
But
in Japan.
But there's people here in the United States that also have small families, or maybe they have a life insurance or something that they could leave to the church.
Yes.
I know a lot of folks that left their life insurance to a synagogue in South Miami.
Yes.
And this is how you build wealth as well.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is you want people to be mindful that in order to do such good works, it takes, and we have to be honest, it does, right?
It does.
Yes.
It does.
So give us the website one more time if somebody wants to volunteer or donate, or maybe become a mentor or something like that.
So it's www.loveincbrevard.com. And you can go right onto our website. You can click right on volunteering. You can click right on donating. You can really see exactly what we're doing in the community. And then, of course, you know, people can, you know, I think I mentioned the address, 830 North Apollo Boulevard. People can donate that way, just send directly to the store. But, you know, you mentioned something really important, and that is people can leave real estate, they can leave cars. We have an auto purchase program that, so we
401k, I'm just saying.
Yeah. There are lots of, we have an endowment. There are lots of ways that people can include us in their estate planning so that the legacy can move on, because, you know, Tangie and I are not going to be there forever, but we want Love Inc. to be, because we're always going to have people in need among us, and that includes ourselves.
Right, and it's not good enough to just say we want to leave a kinder, gentler, more mindful world. We have to act it, right?
We have to act it. And Love Inc. is good soil. We are good soil. We have fruit of the work that we have done, that we do for Christ. And so you will not be disappointed when you sow into Love Inc.
So, Allie, you have anything to add to this? Because you have a lot of friends that are a little bit older than we are, and maybe you could take the message back to them and say to them, like, hey, you know, if you have a little something to give, there's so many charities here in Brevard County, Florida, but this one is, like, perfect.
It is. It is. That's wonderful. And for a chance to feel like you've made a difference as well, not only a couple of good new friends, but some, you know, a good difference too.
Yeah.
So, and they get them involved, and they the Buena Vida was where I'm from, and they do quite a few voluntary kind of things around in the neighborhood and stuff. But this was, I'd be happy to talk to them about
that.
Thank
you. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm sure Tanji and Christy, if their communities like Buena Vida or other places that wants someone to come and represent Love Inc. and speak to them, you can do that as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, yes. Let's be honest, we got some children out there that are greedy and doing well. They don't need all this money that the parents are going to leave behind. You could give it to the church and help a whole bunch of people instead of just a few.
Yes.
You know,
yes. And they can get a tax write-off.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm such an advocate for being careful with what you leave behind, because while you're alive, people should cherish you. They should call you. They should visit you. They should say to you, "How are you?" Mm. You should not only remember people in the good times, in the bad times mm-hmm. too. And the church is a place where people gravitate to for all that. So seriously, if people have, you know, something to leave in their real estate or their estate planning, they should.
Yes.
Yes, they should. You can go right onto our website, lovingprevar.com/partnerships. We would love to come out and talk with you and hear from you and share with you all of the ways that that you can leave a legacy.
Now, really quick, if the people come to volunteer at the thrift shop, is there a daycare for their children? Does Love Inc. get involved in after school? No, you don't.
No, we do not.
That would be a big responsibility as well.
Yes, we do not do that. We do have lots of youth that come to get hours for their school community service hours.
Right.
And
oh,
bright
you
futures.
Can, oh, you could do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. And even folks that are, have criminal records and need community service, they can come and do community service work at our thrift store.
Yes.
And really quick, with all the immigration woes that we have going on in our country, mm-hmm. I mean, I would think that there are people who are scared to come forward, right?
Yes.
Because they're afraid of being deported.
Yes.
How do you cope
that
with
real.
That? That is a real issue.
Yes.
Because we hear the word sanctuary a lot, and
yes.
it's scary. Churches used to be a place where you can just go and pray to God and ask for forgiveness and ask for shelter and food and clothes. And now some churches are scared. But so you all have to be careful as well, I would think.
Well, we do. But we also have church. This is why the church is amazing, because we have diversity within the church. So we have church partners that help people with those issues. We know lawyers, immigration lawyers, that help with those things as well. So the church is made up of so many different people, so we can still point them in the way that they
the right
need to
direction.
Go to get the information.
Right, and I'm assuming you still need mentors to mentor the people when they
yes.
come, educators, retired yes. educators and lawyers and doctors and teachers and whatever.
Absolutely, we do. We need you. We need you to come, and we need you to pour into our clients. You have the gift. You have the expertise. You have the background, and we invite you to come. Just go right onto our website, lovingprevar.com/volunteer, and we'll get you plugged in.
So, Christy, the last word goes to you. Anything you want to add to this segment? You always bring such calmness to our studio.
Oh, thank you. You mentioned immigration. So we are currently working with a pastor in another church. So it's a couple that are collaborating together. And they have actually just gotten approval for Immigrant Connection. So right here in Brevard County, we're going to have a place where we can work directly with our immigrant population to help them become legal. So that is really exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Because we don't want anyone to ever walk in fear. And our immigrants are our neighbors. And we are called to love and to help them and come alongside them. That's you know, the call of the church.
Well, you know, there's one word, right? Anxiety.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anxiety yes. and fear and hate mm-hmm. is so, it just wrecks a person, right?
Yes.
It's a stealer of solutions.
But that one word, anxiety, can you imagine waking up every day not knowing what?
Yes.
It's just, you know, yes. I pray, and you know, I have an invisible box near my altar, and I would say, this is for God, and this is for me. And I put it in that box, and it does take good care of it, right? But anxiety, so many people in our country are on medication because they're anxious, they're nervous, they're scared. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you wonder why people read the Bible. Mm-hmm. They read the Bhagavad Gita, what we read, and they read the Quran, and you know, the Torah and all that. there's such powerful words in there to help mankind. Mm-hmm. But you guys are putting it into action, and you're actually doing it.
Yes.
Just wonderful.
And the Lord says, trust me in all things. And I'm certainly not saying that I don't ever have times where I'm anxious, but it is standing on the word of God, knowing that that is real, that we can trust him in all things.
I think,
and he can give us that supernatural peace that we can't have on our own.
Well, you know, that preacher at the funeral, he was saying, you know, the Lord's Prayer, and the way he was saying it, you were like, wow. I want to, you know, all the words came back to me from school when I was in school. And then
awesome.
He closed it off with John 3:16. And those words are so beautiful.
They are.
Yes.
They
that,
are.
That I said, I ran right on my Facebook and I said, everybody should come to a funeral and listen to these preachers when they say the Lord's Prayer. Because it hits you.
Yeah.
It's like we need this reminder all the time, right?
We do. The word of God is, it says it's quick, it's powerful, or it's alive. It's living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And that always sticks with me. That means whatever is dead or whatever is anxieties, whatever is fear in your life, the word is living, and it can choke out all of those fears.
Well, Ellen, you take it away so we can go to David Jackson.
Well, what a fantastic segment. We are going to listen to our sponsors real quickly, and then we'll be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Please stay tuned.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low cost sandwiches and baskets to high end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in very sunny Cocoa, Florida. We're so blessed to live in Florida. I don't know if you guys drove to Georgia and South Carolina like I did last week, but then I saw the big sign, welcome to Florida. I'm like, yeah, I'm a Floridian. This is so cool. So we had a great first segment, Ellen.
Yes.
We're heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7. 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere. And?
That's right. www.1510wwbc.com. Hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your streaming devices. Of course, all of our social media, we put all of the pictures and the downloads available on the all the social media, but certainly on our website, sitamediainc.com.
It's kind of fun to do the show, too, because, you know, when we meet such awesome people, we would not have met Christy and Tangie had we not been on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And I know our station owner, Kim, she loves when we do shows that affects the community.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, is giving back. And David Jackson, like we said earlier, who served as the Director of Community Relations for former U.S. Representative Congressman Bill Posey, is here. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about life after the office and what he's doing after leaving that job.
All right.
So welcome to our show, and bring us up to speed a little bit about what's going on with the life of David Jackson.
Well, right now, David Jackson's looking for work. right now.
Well, we'll pray for that.
But yes, we will.
Thank you. But I, as I always say, I'm in between jobs.
I'm impressed. Usually we say we're consultants.
yes,
we're in the
yes.
consulting phase of my career.
Yeah, I have a consulting business on the side. I've had it for a number of years. My LinkedIn profile shows me as a political consultant. And I've worked in campaigns, volunteered and gotten paid in campaigns since 1990. In fact, my first campaign was a U.S. House race. And I finally ended up working for a member of the U.S. House. Congressman Posey is the first time I ever worked for an elected official, but I've done probably about 36 campaigns since 1990. But I do list myself as a consultant on LinkedIn.
And you should, because political consultants are like behind the scenes professionals.
Right.
You have to do all the reading, be up on everything that's going on politically in that area, that district. More so than the candidate themselves.
Right.
You're like the head of the candidate that makes it move a little bit, you know? Because even when we write, I remember feeling so great about writing the White House, and I was showing off, and I think Bill Clinton was there then, because I wanted my granddaughter to learn how it is to write a letter. And she did. She was about 7. And she got a reply back. Oh, my God. And then somebody busted my bubble and said, you know he didn't write that for her, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, hush. We don't need to tell him that.
That's right. Huh.
You know what I mean?
I do. I do.
It was probably a political person that wrote it.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah, staff, you're right.
Yes. So so you worked for Congressman Bill Posey, and you were always out in the community. And for people who are looking for a personable guy who is loyal that would work for your company, David Jackson is your person. I'm just putting that out
there. Well, thank you for the plug.
I'm just saying that. Because we saw you in the community, and the way you made people feel at ease. It didn't matter whether the audience were Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever. You were there as the community person to bring people together. That seems to be one of your strengths.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, well, I saw it firsthand because it impacted my life when you helped me. So talk to our listeners a little bit about, in today's world, how important it is for people to actually see each other as human beings and use that strength, like we said, that God gave us to help each other.
Oh, it's very important nowadays. I think it has to do with the way I was raised and being raised in the church, having church folks around me, and Bibles in the house. I think a lot of it is my personality as well. That's a big part of it. Some folks don't have that personality. I never really looked at myself as putting people at ease, but I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad I do that. I'm glad that's the reaction people have of me, from me. But yeah, it's a lot of it's personality, a lot of it's the way I was raised. Some people aren't raised that way. Some people are. You know, my boss, former boss, Bill Posey, was really big on his staff. He'd always compliment us at events, saying we all had a servant's heart, and he saw that in us. And he has a servant's heart as well. But not everyone has a servant's heart, unfortunately. They're about self, not service. You see that a lot throughout the world in everyday life. You certainly see it in politics. I think that's one reason so many people would turn off about politics.
Yeah, every time you watch the news now, you're seeing a lot of people are not going to be running for office anymore. Because I think when you run for office, some people, not me, when I ran, I was Sita Bagi from Trinidad, who would sit under a lemon tree while I wait for my mother to come home from cutting sugar cane. That was it in a nutshell. But the thing is, a lot of people, when they run for the right reasons to help humanity, but they get corrupted when they get there. And it's that one thing, it's money. It's always, because how do you go in, like you were making 40 grand as a school teacher or 60 grand as a somebody else, and you come out a millionaire? Like, where did you get that money from? And they say, well, it's public speaking. Well, who are you speaking to? And who are you trying to sway in your direction, right? And I'm amazed at how much money people actually give for speeches. Did you get a lot of money for speeches?
Probably no, it was all free. I mean, I got it's part of my job, but I didn't get anything extra. There was no extra.
Yeah, you
money,
were always
no
careful
honorarium.
Too. Yeah,
and,
I mean,
I knew what I was going to say. I would always read a letter from the congressman on his behalf, so it was nothing off the cuff.
They should have given you something.
But, interesting, you should bring that up. My boss used to always say that if you're making money, getting rich off of public office, you're doing something wrong.
He didn't do that.
No.
That's one thing about Congressman Posey. He was actually
a
man of our people. Yeah, he was one of us, really.
Yeah,
you could go up to him. I could go up to him and just talk to him, and he was always nice to me, always kind. Yes. But, David, now that you have been in that arena and you've seen, you know, what politics is, you could be a consultant, and you could be, I mean, better than you were before because you have all this experience.
Yeah.
And as we get older, we get bolder. You could, you know. But, you know, speak to our listeners a little bit about what you saw when it came to, you know, we all talk about hate and division and racism. And it's out there. How did you combat that? Because you were the face of the office. And did you see any of that here in Brevard?
I did. I did see a lot.
You're so honest.
I did see a lot of it. A lot of it comes from actually a lack of understanding. A lot of colleague of me told me this years ago that former clerk of court Scott Ellis told her years ago in the 90s, a lot of people don't understand our government. And it's easy to hate something, to tear something down when you don't understand it. It's easier to destroy than it is to create. And they're not stupid. They just lack the knowledge.
Misinformation, which is so rampant in today's world.
We don't understand their government. A lot of people don't understand the economy, the nature of our economy in this country or anywhere else for that matter. And they don't understand politics, and they've gotten to the point where they feel politicians are there just for the money and just for themselves. There's a lot of folks in government, elected office, and their staff who truly are there to serve. They're there for the people. They may not be as visible or as well known as the ones who appear to be there for themselves. A lot of people who are there for themselves end up on, you know, the nightly news, the front page of the paper or whatever on the internet, under indictment or, you know, or having to resign.
Like Blago, all I remember is his hair. I'm like, how does a human being have so much hair?
Yeah.
And then he went to prison and he comes out with the hair. My daughter called me and she goes, Mom, you remember that governor of Illinois that you liked so much because of his hair? She thinks President Trump pardoned him. She goes, he's out. And he still has his hair. I'm like, really? But he did go in, right?
Right.
He tried to sell President Obama's seat.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I don't
know. But we tend to focus on the bad and not the good. And unfortunately, organizations like Love, Inc. really need more press. I'm glad to meet these two ladies here today. But they need more press because we do tend to focus on the negative and not the good. And but I think that's more of a human nature thing.
Right. And I think political consultants, if they speak from their heart, they could guide their candidate the right way.
Right, yes.
Because politics should be about improving people's lives.
Right.
It should be that you ran and someone came up to you and said, there's a pothole on my street, like Ellen always talk about her Palm Bay pothole. And you should say, I'll get on that. Like you helped me with the immigration issue, right? Or if a politician is running and a mom says, hey, you know what? We are encouraged to carry our babies. We don't have a problem with carrying our babies to full term. But when it's born, I need daycare.
Right, yes,
My baby will need health insurance. So if you're one of the politicians at cutting Medicaid or not helping with Florida Kid Care, I want to talk to you. I want to show you my budget, my monthly expenses, you know, by the time I pay my rent, put food on the table, pay my car payment, put gas in the car. This is how much I have left. So when you cut, you know, programs, keep me right in front of you. I mean, that's what constituents are supposed to do. Okay. They're not supposed to go rah, rah, rah and burn a Tesla. That's not right. Or burn on a car dealership.
Right.
Go speak with the people and say, this is why I want you to be elected into office.
Correct. You're right. My personal experiences have led me to be one to help others. My mom worked in social services for the county for 30 years, and then, like I said, growing up in the church, and then I worked for the county jail myself for almost 9 years. So part of my job with pretrial release is to interview people. So you, in many ways, you heard their stories, addiction, poverty. Some people in the wrong place at the wrong time. Then there are other folks who probably should have been in the jail, but they weren't all like that. I mean, but we have laws we need to follow. Like you said, setting Teslas or other cars on fire and car dealerships on fire is wrong. That's not the way to respond to anything. But I saw the world as it really was, and I think a lot of folks are running for office. They have a set idea of what the world should be or is, but it really isn't. Because I shake my head a lot at these folks, even younger people running for office nowadays. Where have you been? What are your life experiences? Like the homelessness issue. I think a lot of people running for public office don't even acknowledge that as a problem. They don't see that for some bizarre reason. I don't understand that.
Like they put blinders on,
they
right?
They do. And they,
it's almost like you're not supposed to because, and you know, the sad thing about running for office too and helping with political campaigns and stuff, you know that that person is already gearing up for fundraising for the other season coming because they want to stay another 4 years for another campaign. So it's almost like once they get in, that is the push now.
Right.
So you're right. So do they really think about the homeless person or do they really think about, I think if you go to the jails and you sit down and speak to people, the prisons, not the jail, the prison. You will find out how people end up there. And it's always that they didn't have a rock solid foundation or they didn't have faith or they didn't have family or they didn't have food or they didn't have trusted friends or a support system. Now, when you were working for Congressman Bill Posey, you all were out doing a lot of stuff with the space industry at all as well.
Yes.
And I know you're big on defense. You're part of the Women in Defense.
Yes, ma'am.
So talk to us a little bit about that and how that impacted your life.
I joined Women in Defense, Space Coast chapter.
And he's a man, just in case you're asking.
Yes, men are allowed to join. We do join. We're members. I really joined Women in Defense, or WID, W-I-D, through my former colleague, Pam Gillespie. She was one of the people that organized the Space Coast chapter here in Brevard County. There was a Central Florida chapter in Orlando, and we wanted a chapter here in Brevard. So she was one of the women that organized that chapter, and she recruited me to join, and I did. I've been a member a while. It's been years, I guess. Everything now for me is like pre-COVID, post-COVID, COVID. So this is years before COVID. Pam retired from the office in August of 2016. So I probably joined, it was 2013 or 10-year anniversary. Okay, I think it was 2013. And she was one of the first officers on the board of directors. I joined the board later. I was membership chair for a few years. As of this year now, I'm special projects chair because I'm helping organize our event we're having in August. We're having a government contracting summit in October. So that's how I got Women in Defense. We're through Pam Gillespie. My colleague Pam Gillespie got me into Women in Defense. It's there to encourage girls and women to get into a career, a STEM career, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Sometimes you hear STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. That's the curriculum focus for Stone Middle School in Melbourne. They call it STEAM. They've added the arts into theirs. Some areas, the M stands for manufacturing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it depends where you're at. But in our area, we use it. It's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So yeah, nursing, engineering, of course, teachers who teach mathematics. Aerospace engineers, IT, software developers, those would all be STEM careers, and we encourage girls and women to pursue those kind of careers. We have a scholarship for girls trying to go to college scholarship. Also, scholarship can be used for those trying to further their career beyond undergrad into grad school.
They do a lot. They actually just sent me an email that they're looking for candidates to give these scholarships to, and I'll forward it to Tangi and Christy as well. Because a lot of people don't know about these scholarships.
Right.
You know, so it's up to us that knows about it to spread the word.
Exactly.
Now, so David, part of your job when you work for Congressman Posey, you were interviewing the folks on behalf of the governor to fill the positions for judges?
Oh, the JNC, yes. I was in Judicial Nominating Commission.
Well, we need to call all the people up and tell them you're looking for a job.
Yeah, I
the people you help. Hello, Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, I was appointed by then Governor Lawton Childs in 99. They've changed the process now. I was on the JNC, or Judicial Nominating Commission, for about a year or two. And the legislature changed, they passed a bill that was sent to Governor, then Governor Jeb Bush, and he signed into law. When I first joined in 99, they still have 9 members of the JNCs. And 3 members were appointed directly by the governor, 3 members by the Florida Bar, and then 3 members were lay people, lay persons like myself. I'm not a lawyer, so. But the lay persons like myself were actually appointed to the JNC by the current members, the sitting members of the JNC. And that's how I first joined. The law was changed. Like I said, the legislature passed a bill giving basically authority to the governor. Jeb Bush assigned, governor at the time, he signed the law, the bill into law. So what they did was the governor appointed 5 members outright. The Florida Bar would nominate people to the other 4 vacancies. The governor would appoint those.
Wow. So we have 2 minutes left. Tell us here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, David Jackson, how we can help you with the job search, and give us if you have a website or any information that if somebody wanted to hire you as a political consultant, because the knowledge that you have, the way you speak, there's a lot behind there from reading all the bills and what goes on. I can tell you read a lot. So tell us how we can help you on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Let's see, what should I give you? I don't have a website. Should I give you my email address?
Yes.
Okay.
Ali said, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love your email.
It's politicallyaddicted@gmail.com. I'll actually spell that out. politicallyaddicted@gmail.com. And that's David Jackson.
Right. And the folks who are listening, he has a Bachelor of Arts from Howard University and a Master's of Arts degree from George Washington University, both in Washington, D.C. You know, a Trinidadian guy is at Howard University.
Oh, yes.
He's like the big boss over there. I forgot his name, but I did email him, and he did respond to me.
Okay.
I was going to get him to comment on the show.
And all you LinkedIn users, make sure you check out David Jackson as well on LinkedIn.
I'm on LinkedIn. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it takes in our world, is when you could help somebody, you need to do that. All of us need to do it. And you are so qualified in everything you've done, being the face of Brevard. You were the face of Congressman Posey's office at all these fundraisers for many years. I always remember you reading the letters.
Yes.
And people felt so important. David is here. You know what they call you in Trinidad when you work for the AG or the Prime Minister or Senator or something? He's a big man.
A big man.
Not in size. Not in size, but he's a big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah. He's here. The big man is here.
That's right.
It's respect. It's a respect thing, but that's how they say it. It's an island thing.
Yes. And even with your experience with the Economic Development Council as well, I can't imagine what it was like on that side of the desk, if you will, for all of the economic development that's happened in Brevard County over the last, even in the last 5 years. It's just been,
and they all helped.
Miraculous.
David,
yes,
and
absolutely.
Kelly and everyone that worked in that office. Yeah. Patty,
big
shout out to
it.
My friend Patty, who always answered
and
the phone
Pam
so
Gillespie
nicely.
And Pam Gillespie also got me into women.
Oh, good.
As well.
Oh,
so,
right.
So she's,
and we do
friend.
Wish Congressman Haridopoulos well.
Yes.
But what a loss not to have David still in that office.
Well,
just saying.
Yeah, there you go. Little
Sita.
Plug, little shameless
I'm just
Sita
Biggie
plug.
From Trinidad.
That's right. Well, again, friends, thank you so much for joining us with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. David Jackson, it was a pleasure talking to you. Of course, Love, Inc., you're just always an inspiration in our Brevard County area. So I hope everyone reaches out to both these fine folks. And next week, we're going to have another great segment here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. So make sure you tune in each and every Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 1510 WWBC. See you soon.